You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Then we'll go on to the administration operation.
我在这里提到五件事情。
Five things we'll look at here.
就是在我们整个治理上的 operation 上，在进行上，第一个是各种的侍奉聚会。
First is we have all kinds of various service meetings.
我们说过是身体的侍奉，我们不可能一个人管所有的身体，所以我们一定要各占其位，各尽其职。
Because this is a service in the body, one person cannot handle all, therefore every member has to function.
所以教会有各式各样不同层次、不同方面的不同功能的这种侍奉聚会。
So we have all kinds of service meetings, depends on the functions.
第一个是部门上的。
First is the service meeting for all the departments.
所以 department 的负责人跟执事跟他们的组长，甚至要带着同工们要常常一起开会，检讨我们目前服事的进展，困难该改进的地方。
So the department leads together with the deacons and the small groups should get together and call meetings irregularly to discuss their progress and the room for improvement.
尤其每一年靠近年底的时候，各部门的负责人、执事跟他小组的几个服事小组的组长、同工们要一起开会，寻求祷告明年的方向跟预算。
Especially when it's approaching the year end, the deacons and the department leads together with their service group leaders should get together and pray for the direction, also budget planning for the.
我们几乎在年底跟年初的时候，所有的牧长职要一起开会，开好几次会，那是我们最辛苦的会，有时候一天要八个小时。
So, when it's approaching the year end, also the beginning of the year, we often get together and to have many long meetings.
而且常常要开个两三次才开得完，就是把每一个部门所提出来的报告，他们的预算、他们的计划，每一个大家一起来审核。
Those meetings are long, sometimes over 8 hours, that we have to go through all the department's plannings and budgets to approve them.
而且我们对所有部门跟执事的要求，决定你们不能自己纸上谈兵写出来，一定要跟同工们交通。
And we require that all deacons cannot just come up the planning by themselves, they have to share and discuss with their co-workers.
所以如果你的部门领袖如果没有来找你交通的话，请你告诉我们，好不好？我们要加法处理。
So we ask that if your department lead never come to share with you the plans, please tell us so that we have to correct that.
那我就用国豪总务组做例子，他底下有刚才说过什么？招待、整洁、饭食、财务。那这些同工每一个小组都有他的负责人，有招待组的组长、整洁组的组长、饭食组的组长、财务组的同工，都需要跟他一起开会来拟定明年的方向。
For example, under logistics department, there's a food department, there's a ushers department, cleaning department, and finance department. Groups, and then they all have to have sharing.
一起把预算做出来，然后经过整个 MED 的审核。
So they have to work.out their budget together and being examined and approved by the MED board.
这是我们目前现在的运作，所以你们真的要谢谢这些牧长子，他们在背后花了很多的时间，他们的家人也要做很多的牺牲，因为他们常常都在教会开会。
That is our current operation, and we really have to thank our elders and deacons and ministers because they have spent a lot of times and then.Their families have to put in a lot of sacrifice.
这个不光是年尾的，像这个 Karen Group， 他们每三个月一定开一次会。我们希望福音组啦，这些其他的各组的同工也都至少三个月能够开一次会，定期开会。
So and then also like Karen departments, they have regular meetings every quarter, and I hope that all departments will have their quarterly meetings as well.
然后我知道好几个部门，像关怀部门、敬拜团队、英文组等等哈。总务他们都常常开这样子的会。
I know that many departments meet often, for example, caring department, worship department, or English department.
我们很感谢主。那第二个是牧长职的月会，每个月牧长职基本上至少开一次会。
Secondly, all the MED members will get together have meeting every month.
我们买会所的时候，一个礼拜 MED 大概开3到5次会。
During the time that we were purchasing this facility, sometimes MED will get together like 3 or 4 times a week.
你们很多新来的可能都不知道，我们那时候 MED 下了班就跑到教会，有的时候是吃便当，有的时候就进食。
If you are new to the church, you probably do not know. During those times, MED members often just come to church after work. Sometimes they will have lunch box, dinner box, and sometimes they just fast.
啊，神很恩待我们，我们虽然常进食，但是都没有瘦啊。
But God was very gracious to us. We often fasted, but we did not lose weight.
啊，那另外我们对 MED 的要求，希望开会之前都来参加早上的晨祷一个小时。
We also require that all the MED members will come to the Saturday morning prayer meeting at 8 o'clock first before the MED monthly meeting.
当我们聚在一起的时候，我们前面的半个小时到一个小时常常是属灵的交通，不谈事情。
When we gather, the first 30 minutes to an hour are usually spent on spiritual sharing. So we don't just dive into the logistics.
我们希望不仅是同工能够是属灵的同伴。
We hope that not only we are co-workers, but we're also spiritual companions.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我为什么要讲这么多？我希望你们了解，神家有一般的弟兄姊妹，真的是爱神、爱神家啊。
Why do I go over these details? Because I want you to understand that there are a group of people who really love God and love God's house.
他们都很认真的在主的面前。对神认真，彼此认真。
They're all very serious and diligent to God and to each other.
第三个，在这里讲到牧长会议，因为一般教会最高的决策机构其实是牧师跟长老，或是传道人跟长老之间做最后的决策。
The thirdly is the pastoral staff meetings, because usually at churches, the highest authority group is actually elders.And the ministers.
那个执事是做事的，执事本身 minister 的意思就是 service， 他是负责做事、推动事工的，所以基本上是不做决策的。
And then usually in other churches, deacons are not the decision makers because they are just the executioners.
但是在我们教会，这些长老牧者们都还算蛮谦卑的哈，当然也包括我哈。因为我也是牧者，所以我们也很喜欢听到弟兄们的意见，所以我们在决策上常常 MED 会一起有很多的交通。
But at our church, our ministers and elders are all very humble, including Pastor Yu. And then so
这个不用翻。
So we like to hear what the deacons have to say. Therefore, deacons at our church are usually will participate in decision making.
但的确有时候会碰到一些事情，因为它关乎到一些非常 confidential。个人犯罪跌倒的事情，或是神家很特别还在寻求阶段的事情，我们就先在牧长中间交通。
But sometimes we have this special issues or like confidential issues that they have to be discussed first among the ministers and elders.
那第四个是季度性的全体同工的沟通会，好，就是下个礼拜就是要开这个。
The fourth one is a quarterly co-worker communication meeting. For example, we'll have one next Sunday.
啊，从前过去几年都是 bi-monthly， 都是双月开一次。我们现在改成 quarterly。
In the past, we used to have bi-monthly co-workers communication meeting. We had once every 2 months, but now we change it to quarterly.
在那个聚会里面，所有的牧长职、所有的部门负责同工都会在，所以大家有任何服事上的建议啦，或是有什么。困难或是看到问题都在这里可以很敞开的交通。
During quarterly co-worker communication meetings, all the MED members and department leads and small groups leaders will all be there. So we can have an open and transparent communication and you have any questions you can bring to the meeting.
那各个部门也会向弟兄姊妹有一个报告，就是他们部门到目前为止这三个月里面有什么 status， 有什么特别的事情希望大家了解或是扶持的。
And the department leads will also give brothers and sisters a status report for that quarter.
那我们因为有些弟兄姊妹不好意思当场提建议哈，例如说就觉得什么地方没做好应该改进不好意思提，所以我们有一个意见箱。请大家记得哈，如果你不好意思当众提，你就写下来放到意见箱里面去。
If you feel embarrassed, you don't want to bring up questions or issues or suggestions, we do have a suggestion box that you can put your suggestions in before the meeting.
但是更好的是当场大家一起提，因为我们是一家人。
But I still think it's the best if we can just bring up the issues openly because we're all families.
大家可以。双向的沟通，你提问题，大家回答，你还有不满意的地方、不清楚的地方，就可以直接再问。弄写的是虽然是有这样子的 做法，但是我们鼓励大家当面提哈。
Even though we allow written communication, but we still encourage open communication so that we can have interaction, and then it will be two ways.
最后有一个年度性的全教会侍奉聚会，每一年大概一次到两次。
Lastly, we'll have annual church-wide service meeting, and every year we have once or twice.
一般都是在每一年刚开始一月份的第三个主日下午。
Usually, it's about the third Sunday of January.
我们把各个部门整年的计划跟弟兄姊妹报告。
I will present to you all the plans for all departments.
所以欢迎你们关心的人都能够来哈。
So we hope that all who care about God's house will come.
好，那么接下来第二个点，我们讲到沟通的管道。
Then we want to see the channels for communications.
因为很多教会出问题就是沟通不够。
Because a lot of churches run into issues because they don't have good communications.
我们的沟通不够敞开，我们的沟通不够及时，我们的沟通不够清楚，我们的沟通这个态度不对，方法不对。
The issue could be there's no open communication, or there was no communication in time, or not clear enough, or communicated with the wrong attitude.
所以偶尔我们会听到弟兄姊妹抱怨说，我们为什么不知道这件事情。
Sometimes, occasionally, we will hear complaints. How come I don't know about this?
那我们就在这里先告诉弟兄姊妹，我们至少在这里，我列了四个我们常有的沟通管道。
So here I listed some channels of communications for you to know.
如果你想要更多了解教会的近况，你在这四个管道上多去找你需要知道的消息。
If you want to know about the church's news, you can pretty much find from either one or all of these channels.
第一个主日报告，神家消息，或是更重大的事，我们在主日信息里面都会提到。
First is the Sunday announcements or the news on the Sunday program sheets, and sometimes if it's a very major thing, it will be announced during sermons.
如果我们做一个抽查哈。
Say, let's take a survey.
神家消息报告完了以后，然后大家出门，每一个人都考一下，刚刚讲说下个主日什么事情。刚刚特别报告的，你们知不知道
for example, if we want to take a survey, after we walk out of this sanctuary, if we quiz, what did the church announcement say?
我们大概已经有将近 20% 的人没有听到，没有听进去。
Probably 20% of us did not really pay attention.
因为我们没有专心听。
Because we didn't pay attention.
对不对？好，所以我们说这个礼拜先讲到再播饼，你看当场就有很多人说我没听到。
For example, last week I asked, did you hear that this coming Sunday, today, that we will preach the sermon first before communion? A lot of people didn't get it.
那第二个，在祷告聚会或是小组聚会里面，我们都会继续的报告，而且经常的报告。
And secondly, is during prayer meetings or small group meetings, we often announce.
这两个聚会我们不光沟通，现场沟通，而且我们现场就祷告。
So in these meetings, not only that we'll communicate during the meetings, but we'll pray immediately.
这是我们最喜欢的沟通方式。
And that is our most preferred communication.
因为它不是只是事情的报告而已，它是一个负担的传递，是一个面对面的交通，然后更是在祷告中，我们一起让主来成就这件事情。
Because in these meetings, we do not just announce some news.But then it's a sharing a burden in fellowship, and also we bring it together in prayers.
第三个讲到电子邮件、教会的网站或者有特别的通知。
And thirdly, it's emails or church websites or some special announcements.
所以请大家常常在从这些方面能够得到消息。那我们对同工的要求、办公室同工的要求、牧长职同工的要求，就是如果弟兄姊妹有问题写信来的话，我们要24小时内要答复啊。
Okay, so brothers and sisters can get news from these channels. And we do have a requirement for the church office co-workers that they will reply any issues or questions within 24 hours.
我希望所有的同工大家都这样学习。你收到信，简单回 got it. 这个就很简单，但是让大家知道我们在交通中。
And we hope that all co-workers at any level will be responsive. We can just simply reply,Okay, got it, and then we'll discuss about it.
如果我们需要你提供消息回应的话，你就说怎样怎样，就简单回答，或者说 I need more time to pray.
Okay.
我需要更多的时间祷告，或是那个我晚上会回答你。
If we request that you provide or you reply, please reply. Even if you need more time, just say you need more time.
我承认我们没有都做到，但是我希望我们的同工们都朝这个方向努力。24小时内要回答哈。
I know we're not there yet, but then I hope that all co-workers will work toward this goal, that we will reply within 24 hours.
那这件事情我是唯一的例外，我跟牧长职同工讲，我说牧长职需要回答，我常常都需要最后回答，免得我回答你们就不回答了。
And then with me as the exception, because I have shared with my MED coworkers that I like to stay behind. I like to be the last one to reply, so that otherwise, if I'm the first one to reply, then others will not.
因为我都希望同工能够自由地表达他们的看法。
Because I want my coworkers to freely share and express their opinions.
第四个，各种的侍奉聚会，尤其是各个部门，还有我们现在季节性的沟通会啊。
Number four is various service meetings, especially the service meetings of various departments and also quarterly church-wide coworker communication meetings.
第三方面，教会的运作，我们讲到决策的制定。
The third thing is decision making of our church.
我们特别是身体侍奉的原则。
We follow the principle of serving in one body.
那很多人对这个决策怎么做决定都很好奇，很有兴趣，甚至喜欢挑战。
Many people are, I know that many people are very curious or they like to challenge how we make decisions at church.
因为我听过很多教会都面临这样子的挑战，弟兄姊妹说，你们为什么做这个决定？
Because I've heard from many other churches that brothers and sisters, they want to challenge church authority, how they make decisions.
或是有人在这里生气，说你们为什么不接受我的建议？
Or they're being upset because church did not take their suggestions.
弟兄姊妹，这一类的问题都难免发生的。
So these things are all inevitable.
但是我跟弟兄姊妹交通到我们 SVCA 这二十多年走过来，我们是怎么走过来的？
But I like to share with you how we have come to this day in these 20 plus years.
因为我常常说，我到很多地方去，别人听到我们买会所的过程，他们说我们为着神做那么多的神迹，我们感谢神。
So I have visited many churches today. I have heard feedbacks. People saying that yes, we do thank God for all the miracles that happen in your midst.
但是有一个点是我们一直不能明白的，就是你们的同工怎么可能这么同心去做一个从人来看是不合理性、是疯狂的决定。
But then they all also say that what puzzles us is that.How your coworkers can all work together and in one heart and one spirit to do something that is out of it seems like so crazy and out of the mind.
为什么连市政府的律师都一再打电话来说，你们连想都不要想，我们不可能让你把这个地方改成教会的。
Under such circumstances, even the government lawyers keep calling you guys and say, forget about it.Don't even think about it.
你们又没有什么钱，怎么敢做决定说700万我们要现金买下来？
And you didn't have money. How could you make a decision to buy this property with cash?
他们说我们教会100多个人要买会所，有100多个意见。
Because for our church, we have 100 plus people, and then we have 100 plus opinions.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们从一开始我们就跟同工们的一个要求，跟操练。
That was the requirement and discipline that we require of the co-workers.
我说这个教会绝对不独裁。
Because at this church, there was no dictatorship.
但是这个教会也绝对不民主。
But yet, this church is not democratic either.
神的百姓在旷野走路，约柜不是跟着百姓走，而是百姓跟着约柜走。
When God's people walk in the wilderness, the ark did not follow the people, but people follow the ark.
而这些抬约柜的人是跟着云柱火柱走。
And those who carried the ark followed the pillars of fire and cloud.
所以我说在这个教会里面你要提任何的建议，我们非常的欢迎，但是前提是。
Therefore, at this church, we welcome all suggestions with a precondition.
第一个，你为这件事情好好祷告。
First, you have to have prayed about this first.
它不是出于你的传统，不是出于你的偏好，不是出于你的成见，而是你真正祷告过。迫切祷告过，知道是出于神的，合乎圣经，对这个教会是有益处的。
So it should not just come from your tradition or your personal preferences, but you have actually prayed about it, and you know that this will benefit the church.
第二个，请你用对的灵、对的态度提出来。
And secondly, please provide the suggestions with the right attitude and spirit.
不要一来就气得不得了，骂说你们怎么这个样子，你们怎么那个样子，为什么不这个样子？你弄这样子的灵，你让肉体当家，教会是不会容许的。
Please do not come forward and with just being so upset and totally in the flesh. This will not be allowed.
或者只是在背后批评论断，从来不跟教会的同工们交通，负责这件事情的人交通，弟兄姊妹这样子的我们都不要。
Or you simply criticize behind people's back, but never come forth to share with the coworkers. This will not be acceptable.
但只要你们真正合乎这样子的条件，我说我们全部都要安静的听，要很认真的听，甚至很认真的去做它。
But if you meet such preconditions, then we will all sit down and quietly and listen and even follow.
这是我非常宝贝 MED 同工们，他们不会随便乱提意见，但是他们会关心神家，在正面上提出神家改进之道。
I really cherish coworkers in the MED teams. They do not casually just bring suggestions. They listen, they love God's house, and they diligently follow.
所以当我们买会所碰到这个困难、那个困难，甚至卖出去的时候，有人挑战说：“会不会听错了，余弟兄？会不会你听错了？”
So during those times, during those years when we were purchasing this facility, there was a point that the facility was already sold to someone, and people started to doubt, "Brother, you have you heard it wrong?"
我相信同工们都可以跟我做见证，都可以为我做见证。我说。Don't worry, let's pray. Yeah, 我说如果你们觉得不是，我们就改。
I'm sure my coworkers can all testify for me. At that time, I say, I'm sure this is right, but if you don't think so, we can change.
如果你们觉得不是出于神，我愿意放下，我愿意承认我错。
I said to my coworkers, if you don't think this is from God, I'm willing to admit my fault and change.
但是如果你们没有这样子的把握，让我们继续祷告。
But if you don't have such assurance,We shall continue to pray.
你就发现每一次在那个关卡的时候，神又说话了。
Because it seems that every time we come to this critical moment, and God will speak again.
每一次在那个不知道该左该右的时候，神就说话，让我们清楚的可以往前。
Every time we came to a point that we did not know whether to go right or left, God will give us clear guidance.
那我希望弟兄姊妹能够了解，神家一般事情决策的过程，我们就由各个部门。同工带着执事带着 leader 们跟弟兄姊妹一起交通一起寻求
So we hope that you understand for general decisions we leave up to the deacons and the department leads together with brothers and sisters
但是一定要在区长或是在教会牧长职的这个 oversee 这个保护 cover 带领底下
But decisions have to be made under the covering of the MEDAnd also the district leads.
决定不违背圣经的原则，也不违背教会所定的 guideline 那个方向。
That the decisions will not go against biblical teaching or the guidelines provided by church.
所以我们不要你们小组自己做的决定，也没有跟区长讲，也没有跟教会讲。这个礼拜天我们都不来了，我们到有生命体聚会。
So we hope that a small group will not just make your own decision. That we're not coming this Sunday. We're going to Yosemite to have Sunday meetings without telling your district leaders.
然后我们下个礼拜五在海钓在船上我们开 CEO 的 meeting.
Or that next Friday we'll go on a fishing boat to have our small group meeting.
对不对？我们希望所有的东西都是在跟带领的同工、跟同伴、跟我们所服侍的弟兄姊妹中间有很敞开的交通，一起来寻求明白神的心意啊！
I hope that all decision making will be under open and transparent fellowship and discussion.
那我们除了有一般的决策、重大的决策，基本上我刚才说过了，都是 MED 跟 ME 做最主要的决定。
But then for major decisions, as I said, will be made among MED or ME.
碰到小组的话牧养方面这是我下礼拜要讲的就是区长们一起的交通啊，然后扩大到小组长跟小组的 CEO
With regarding to decisions of small groups I'll share with you next week then it will be discussed with the district leaders and also small group leaders
那第四个财务管理的基本原则我们教会所有的账所有管理的原则全部都是透明的啊。
Then we look at the basic principles of financial management. All our church accounts are open and transparent.
不仅我们教会的财务同工里面有地上 CPA 的执照，我们至少教会有好几个有 CPA 的人。
There are several of our treasurer co-workers have CPA license, and also our books are.
我们教会的财务还特别送给外面的律师那个。会计师那边去帮我们 audit 过说我们有哪些地方合乎 IRS 哪些地方是不能做的我们都在主人面前愿意调整愿意这个走得正
We also have sent our bookings to professional accountants to be so that I make sure it can be audited. Everything we do will be transparent and upright.
我们欢迎弟兄姊妹，如果你想要多了解、想多关心，你可以跟财务同工讲，跟办公室的同工讲。但是我们比较不盼望有人是因为怀疑、不信任，说我要来查，这样子的灵不好，也是我们的失败。
We hope that if you really care, then you can share with the treasurer co-workers. But we hope that you don't do it because you don't trust or you have suspicion.
同样，我们教会有很多很多的那种 guideline， 我们都放在内部的网页上面，大家有兴趣都可以上去看哈。
We actually have a lot of guidelines, and they are in our church intranet, internal websites.
例如说要在我们教会结婚。我们教会有一定的规定啊，不可以去找外面的人结婚哦。啊，开玩笑的啦。就是哪些人才符合在教会结婚的这个规则
？For example, if we want to have a wedding at the church, we also have a guideline, like who qualify to get married at church.
最后我们对这个同工们特别的要求，就是我们上个礼拜讲过，良善忠心有见识，这是把主耶稣所有对管家仆人的要求的一个总结。
Lastly, Our special requirements for co-workers, as I shared last week, we require co-workers to be wise, faithful, and good. That's the requirement from Jesus.
我们希望所有重生得救的基督徒
We hope that all co-workers are born again Christians.
能够尽快生命长进，能够来加入教会的服事
We hope that you can grow and then start joining church services.
那所有加入教会服事的，我们至少希望你有两个服事
If you join church service, we hope that at least you will have two services.
第一个服事是特别配合神给你的负担、恩赐和功用。
The first service would be to match what the gifts or the burdens that God has given you, your function.
像有人就是特别有关怀别人的负担。
For example, some people have this special burden to care for people.
我们可以培养他当关怀的同工。
Then we will try to build up this person to be a caring co-worker.
然后还有人很有 worship 的这种敬拜或是音乐上面的恩赐跟负担，我们可以来培养他。
And some people have special gifts and burden for worship, and then we want to build them up too.
让他很健康、很成熟的去发挥他该有的恩赐和功用。
So that he or she can in a healthy way to exercise the gifts and function.
给他自己跟教会都带来祝福。
So that it will be a blessing for the person and also for church.
第二个服事。
The second service.
第二个服事是配合神家的需要。
The second service will be for the needs of God's church.
这个神家需要这样子的服事，或是神家安排你去做这样子的服事。
Or maybe it's out of a need or out of an appointment or arrangement of the church.
这个服事是为着要培养我们主工人的性格。
And this service is to cultivate the characters of God's servant.
例如说，我们排了这么多拿了 PhD 的人去做整洁工作。
For example, we have arranged so many PhDs to clean.God's house.
要叫我们学习舍己，学习降卑，学习很认殷勤的愿意彼此服侍。
This service is for us to learn to be humble, to be self-denial, and to be diligent.
你不要说我没有扫厕所的恩赐，扫厕所不需要恩赐。
You probably will say that I don't think I have the spiritual gift of cleaning toilets.
扫厕所需要生命，需要主工人美好的性格。
To clean the toilets, you need to have a spiritual life to have the character of God's servant.
所以第二个服事是为了培养我们侍奉主的生命和性格。
So the second service is to cultivate, is to nourish the life and the character of God's servant.
让我们学习为整个身体摆上自己。
So that we learn to put ourselves in the body.
所以我们总结提了几件事情，希望是对的人。
So we want this person to be the right person.
我们用对的灵、对的动机、对的态度和方式，尤其在沟通和配搭上面。
With the right spirit, right motive, right attitude, and right approach, especially in communication and in teamwork.
第二个，我们希望我们真的同心，能够有身体的看见，它是活的。
Secondly, be of the same spirit with the vision of the body.
第三个，能够积极、主动、负责。
And be diligent, proactive, and responsible.
第四个，要有榜样，要有爱。
Be a good role model with love.
第五个，虽然放在最后，一点不是不重要，其实它非常重要，要能够会带领并且成全同工来建立团队。
The last but not the least, to know how to lead and edify co-workers to build a team.
这是我们在整个教会的行政 像我们的架构跟治理哈。
So this is our church's administration structure and operation.
时间正好到了，有没有任何人有问题
？Any questions？
不要客气，好吧
？Don't be shy.
感谢主，我们有一个通通没问题的会众。
This is such a good congregation. No questions.
我们一起好好爱主，一起在主的面前把最好的献给神，好吧
？So let's all love the Lord together and give our best to the Lord.
我们一起有个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们再次谢谢你。
Lord, once again, we want to thank you.
你不仅仅为我们承担了所有从神来的咒诅和审判。
Not only that, you have borne all the judgment and curse from God for us.
你把你的生命，你把你的大爱，你把你那荣耀的心意和旨意都赐给了我们。
But you have also given us your life, your love, and your glorious will.
让我们在你的爱和恩典中能够不住的成长。
That we can continue to grow in your love and your grace.
谢谢你把我们摆在这么一般可爱的弟兄姊妹中间。
Thank you for placing us in among lovable brothers and sisters.
让我们从心里面彼此珍惜。
So that we can cherish one another from the heart.
我们不仅立了心志，要一起来讨主的喜悦。
Not only we have resolved to please the Lord together.
也让我们立了心志，要让我成为我同伴的祝福。
We also set our mind to become blessings for our companions.
我们愿意把自己献上，把最好的献上，让你的家充满了你的荣耀。
We want to offer ourselves and our best so that there will be glory in your house.
让这个教会充满着基督，也能够彰显基督。
So that this church can be filled with Christ and can manifest Christ.
我们为自己祷告，也为这个世代的众教会祷告。
We want to pray for our church and also churches in this generation.
来复兴你的众教会。
Revive your churches.
让我们能够健康而且不住的长进。
That we can be healthy and continue to grow.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.